Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper. I'm very happy to sit with you. We'll sit together today for 10 minutes and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to address the idea of consistency. Why? Because everybody, me too, has problems, it seems. Not everybody, 98% of people have difficulty being consistent with their meditation practice. I've taught now thousands of people how to meditate. And honestly, I would say that 98% eventually come up with this idea that there's some kind of problem with them because they have trouble being consistent in their practice. And I just heard it so many times, and I've experienced it so many times. One day someone asked me this question, how can I be more consistent in my meditation practice? And I've had this like moment of insight or a thought that was, wait a minute, everybody has this problem. It's literally impossible, mathematically improbable, let's say at least, that 98% of human beings who want to meditate lack the discipline to do so. It's just, that doesn't make any sense. That can't be. There must be something else going on. So here's what I have discovered is what's going on. So if this is not you, if you're in the 2%, just go right ahead to the meditation practice because you don't need to hear this. But for the rest of us, it seems that there are three things we need to keep our practice sustainable. And knowing how to practice is just one of them. So we think, well, I learned how to meditate. I know how to do it. I know I should do it. What's the problem? Well, it takes more than just saying to yourself, you go sit on that cushion or chair and you don't get up until you've meditated. Sometimes that works, but it takes more than that to fall in love with the practice. Because it sort of keeps its hard shell when we approach it as something on our to-do list, which, you know, honestly, it is something else on the to-do list. It is for me. And some days I'm like, oh, I'm in love with my practice. This is so great. And other days I'm like, let's just get her done. But generally speaking, there's a love relationship for me, fortunately, with meditation practice. I hope that comes through. So knowing how to practice and making yourself practice is sort of, well, obviously those things are important, but the key, the thing that is important in that first step, I know how to practice, and I'm going to make myself do it, usually, is you are committing to reconnect with your own wakefulness every time you sit down, because that is what you're doing. When you sit down to meditate, on some level, overt, covert, you are remembering that you actually are awake and you are trusting yourself. You're trusting your wakefulness from moment to moment. It's not like, oh, there's awake, let me go over there and just plant myself. No, it's you're noticing your experience, now you're noticing that you got lost, now you're noticing that you come back. That is reconnecting with your own wakefulness. You're awake, so you see things. That's great. Can't meditate without that. But that's just the first step. The second step is to have some sort of contemplative relationship with what happens for you as a result of practice, which means some curiosity about the path that begins to unfold for you. So for each of us, it looks different, but you may notice things from your practice. You may notice, oh, I think I'm a little more insightful, or oh, I seem to be crying more. I wonder what's up with that. Even I'm sleepy, because when you meditate, you relax, and sometimes you see how tired you are. It's just starting to notice in the wake of your practice, what's happening here? And as you pay attention to that question, what is happening here, you start to see something is happening. It may be very small, it may be very grand, it may be this or that at different times. To connect with what I would call the path quality of the meditation experience, which is as simple as contemplating, wow, what's this doing? How do I feel? Or just noticing when it happens, or reading of something about meditation, or watching a video or something that explores the principles behind the practice. Now you're connecting with the path of meditation, not just the practice. And the practice and the path are both of equal importance. So the third quality, weirdly, turns out to be the most important, and that is community. Finding a way to meditate with others, whether you are able to go outside, or in the days when we can go outside again, you go meditate with others at a local meditation center, or you do an online retreat with me or someone else, or you join the Open Heart Project Sangha, which you're madly invited to do, or you just have friends and you say to them, you're in your house, I'm in my house, let's meditate together for 10 minutes tomorrow morning. That counts as community. And bringing in that third piece creates a sense of stability and safety, purpose, and containment that is not possible, it seems, to create on one's own. So in Buddhism, these three things are called the three jewels. Buddha, which means awake, Dharma, which means path or wisdom, and Sangha, which means community. So in the Buddhist view, no one has to be a Buddhist, those are the three jewels that guide you on the path of enlightenment. But they're also the three jewels that guide you anywhere in spiritual practice. So what do you think? I always want to know. Let me know in comments. I would love to hear your thoughts. And let's sit together. Begin your practice by establishing your posture, which means sit up straight. And at the same time, soften. The back is strong, the front body is soft. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And let the shoulders relax. And if there's any sense of pulling forward, I know often in my life I'm like, I've got to get to the next thing. Let that any energetic feeling of that sort go. And sit back even a little bit on your chair or cushion. Like, oh, I'm right here. I'm not trying to get anywhere. The mouth is closed. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open, and the gaze cast down to a spot in front, somewhere that feels comfortable. And let the eyes be soft and receptive. Let your attention come to rest on the breath, which does not mean observe the breath, it means feel the breath. Feel the inhale and the exhale. There's a sense of expansion on the inhale and a kind of letting go on the exhale. So just feel your body breathe and let your attention ride that wave, in breath and out breath. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's fine. That's what it does. No need to change that. Most of your thoughts will just come and go. No big deal. You don't have to do anything. However, if at any point you notice you've become absorbed in thought, to the point where you have literally forgotten about your breath, you're no longer aware of your breath. Excellent. Really notice that. Label that moment thinking. That's different than meditating. Thinking. Then let go. The content of the thought is irrelevant. Right now, just gently come back. To the breath and take a fresh start with this inhale and this exhale. So we'll sit together and there will be a little bell when the session is over. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me, and thank you for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is a community. I'm glad you're part of it.